it turned out that the blasting cap was enough to fire a bullet at high velocity. Johnny swerved the plane to avoid a suddenly looming cliff and went a little higher. If he went too high, he could lose his way entirely if lights were out at the mine. His lights might also become visible at the compound. Stay low. Dangerous, but stay low. Then they had taken the bullets and drilled a small hole in the nose and, wearing radiation suits, inserted a grain of radioactive material from a TNW. They had covered this with a thin bit of melted lead. In this way, a man could carry the ammunition without danger of radiation hitting him. But when it was fired, oh my! They tried it on breathe gas in a glass bottle, and did that breathe gas explode? Too low, Johnny had recognized a lone scrub on a ridge. He lifted the plane over it. They were on course. Hold down the speed. Don't have another disaster flying in the dark. The bullets were also armor-piercing to some degree, and, when fired into a breathe gas vial 200 yards away, caused a violent reaction that brought concussion all the way back to them. They put every available Scott onto an assembly line converting bullets, and they had cases and cases of them now. 100 assault rifles and 500 magazines had been cleaned to perfection. They fired without a stutter or dud. No good against a tank or a thick lead glass compound dome, but those assault rifles would be deadly to individual cyclos. With breathe gas in their bloodstreams, they would literally explode. He spotted the river that ran out of the gorge. He eased down, following it, the plane's lights flashing on the uneven ice and snow. They'd been so happy about the assault rifles that they had gone to work on the bazookas. They had found some nuclear artillery shells and had converted their noses over to the bazooka noses, and now they had armor-piercing nuclear bazookas. There were still a number of those left to make. Yes, it had been too smooth, too good to be true. There were no lights on the mine pad ahead. There was no one visible there at all. He set the plane down on the pad. The passengers boiled out of it. Their lights darted this way and that. One of them, who had run to the chasm edge, called back, his voice thin in the cold darkness.
Johnny, the cliff face is gone!